And here's some news about myself. At his State of the Union address of February 7th, President Joe Biden said, quote, COVID no longer controls our lives, unquote. Like any good citizen, I took these words to heart. My wife and I had the initial COVID vaccination series, are up to date with boosters, and always wear a high-quality mask in stores. Last week, 90% of the counties in the United States, including Buncombe County, had a low community level. Weekly cases here are at their lowest in 21 months. A physician from Chicago told me that his hospital is about to end mandatory masking for staff because of low regional COVID levels. So why did it become infected with the COVID-19 virus? My wife and I planned to fly to Chicago on March 16th to celebrate a family event. We've had more than 1 month to get ready to follow the presidential decree. The party will be indoors in a large room with high ceilings, good ventilation, and about 30 maskless guests. Although I haven't eaten indoors in a restaurant in 3 years, I was asked to have one or two meals inside. I requested a large restaurant with high ceilings, good ventilation, and tables spaced far apart. On Thursday, March 16th, we put on high-quality N95 masks before entering the Asheville Regional Airport. I briefly removed mine for 5 minutes to eat a sandwich before boarding the flight to Chicago. The mask stayed on until I left O'Hare Airport. We masked up to visit a grocery store to get most of the food for our visit. We were maskless in my relative's residence and car. On Friday, we went to an art museum while wearing high-quality KN95 masks. We had dinner indoors that evening. I had my KN95 mask on until we were seated at a side booth, far removed from the crowd. Dinner lasted for an hour. The party was from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. It was difficult to maintain social distancing. Greetings were a quick handshake and hugs. The after party was held from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. in a football field-sized great room with about 15 maskless guests. Sunday was our final day in Chicago. I developed an occasional cough that may have resulted from breathing dry, cold air outside. We had an early one-hour brunch at a corner table in a half-filled restaurant. I put my N95 mask on when entering O'Hare Airport and kept it on until leaving the Asheville Airport. My legs began to ache after I took a hike on Monday. Tuesday morning, I was sore from my back to my toes. At lunchtime, I had shivering and a fever, so I took a COVID test. The result was positive. I asked my relative to tell the partygoers that I have COVID. We found out that two people didn't feel well, and one of them tested positive for COVID earlier in the day. My wife felt sick too, and tested positive 3 days after I did. I told my PCP about my positive COVID test, and that I haven't felt well for 1 to 2 days. He prescribed Paxlovid, the COVID-specific antiviral medicine, because I am at high risk to develop severe illness due to my age. Paxlovid is a very effective medicine with a low incidence of side effects. I took the pills in the evening before bedtime and in the morning upon arising for 5 days. I didn't get out of bed for 2 days because of the shivering, an excruciating headache, and total body discomfort. On the third day, I was able to get out of bed slowly, catch up with email, play my guitar, and walk the dogs by supper time. COVID may no longer be controlling our life. However, I can't control who will be joining me in stores, restaurants, and parties. Therefore, I will continue to be careful and wear a high-quality mask in stores. If I choose to go without a mask in restaurants and parties, I hope that others will follow the recommendations of the Department of Health and Human Services. Stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated booster. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. We are all in this together, protecting ourselves, our loved ones, and others. It's all about being careful when care is needed. Our country's COVID emergency ends on May 11th. However, taking good public health measures still makes better sense than political discourse and partisan rules.